Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The man who knows Aaron Rodgers very well, we know very well, Mike Silver joins us once again, NFL Network. It is good to have him on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thank you for joining us here. Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Look, we have been shaking this game every single conceivable way, and the Niners are always the apple that falls out of the tree. As you shake the game, has anything fallen out of the tree that says the Green Bay Packers are going to Miami to you?
Well, I mean, I think the 49ers are the stronger team on paper, and, you know, it's going to be really, really tough for the Packers to win, but I don't think it's far-fetched. You know, certainly they have a quarterback who can elevate. Jimmy has played really, really well for the most part, but has shown a penchant for making a mistake here and there. If that gets compounded, that's an issue. And then, you know, I would look to the Rams as a model. That first game, they got swallowed up. Sean McVay really changed the game plan in the second game, got Jared Goff out of the pocket, throwing on the run, the screens, the quick releases, and they put up 31 points. You know, not only will Matt LaFleur, I think, be looking closely at what Sean did, but given their relationship, I would imagine that they're talking, and, you know, not that these things are impossible to figure out, and Kyle's obviously as smart as anyone, but I do think you'll see an adjustment made from the first 49er Packer game, and it will give them a chance to gash them a little bit by getting rid of the ball more quickly.
What is the most likely adjustment in your mind, or adjustments that you think will be seen early on in the game?
I just think you're going to see Aaron Rodgers getting outside the pocket a lot, and he's great at throwing on the run. I mean, Goff did an incredible job of it in that second game. I didn't realize really until that game how good he was at throwing on the run, and I think that's something he's been practicing, but you know, Aaron's one of the best, if not the best at it. And, you know, I think we've seen that when quarterbacks sit back at a spot in the pocket and try to go through progressions against this defensive line, especially when Dee Ford's there and they're healthy, it usually doesn't end very well. And, you know, that doesn't mean that if you move them, you're going to have success, but I think it gives you a chance to dictate to them a little bit instead of just sit back there and get pummeled.
You may be the world's foremost Aaron Rodgers expert. So I, in hearing a lot of people report the demise or decline of Aaron Rodgers, watching about half of his games feel like it's wildly overdone. Do you look at him as a guy who's not capable of what he once was, or just a guy who less is being asked of?
I mean, I remember hearing about no longer elite Aaron Rodgers, what, 6 years ago? I mean, I just laugh. No, I mean, anyone who saw the game that I covered last weekend, I think would agree that he's still capable of incredibly high-level play. And, you know, this was always going to be an adjustment. It's a completely new offense, and it's one that, you know, traditionally doesn't give the quarterback as much freedom at the line as Aaron has enjoyed for a long, long time. And, you know, I think he and Matt LaFleur have done a nice job of getting to this point as quickly as they have. You know, the defense is obviously better this year. The running game has been great with Matt running, you know, an offense that he patterns after Kyle's, that he learned from him. So it's all that's good, but no, I think Aaron still can elevate, and I would expect him to be in position to do so. And, you know, we've seen Aaron Rodgers in certain playoff games where you just, you went in thinking, well, the Packers aren't the better team. And you know, in 2010 in Atlanta when they looked like the team to beat. He just went in and annihilated them. In 2016 when the Cowboys were the number one seed, you know, two quick touchdowns and, you know, they just got all over them. So it would be a huge ask to do that against this team and this defense in this setting. But, you know, I do think he's going to play well.
Mike Silver, NFL Network here on 95.7 The Game. Why did his relationship with Mike McCarthy sour?
Sometimes just time does that. And I think that it just got stale. And maybe on an interpersonal level and certainly on a schematic level, it just started to feel stale, I think. And, you know, when they started, they were like back-to-back against the world because of the Favre madness. And, you know, they felt like they were under siege. And, you know, they did some really good things together. But it had started to grow stale, and I think it lasted longer than it probably should have. And Aaron he's just been a much lighter guy this year, I feel like, even though the numbers weren't there and even though it's been a transition and all that, he just, sometimes change is just nice.
The coaching in this game feels a little emblematic of the passing of the torch that I think I see coming, not just in a generation of quarterbacks, but in a generation of coaches. The Kyle Shanahan-LaFleur connection, McVay, how everyone knows each other. But, I mean, this thing gets insane to the point where Matt LaFleur was Robert Saleh's best man in his wedding.
Right.
I mean, these coaches know each other probably as interpersonally as any two coaching staffs in a title game have ever known each other?
Well, I mean, consider that Matt LaFleur is putting his sons to bed tonight and telling them, hey, man, we got to go beat Uncle Mike on Sunday. That's that's the goal. So, yeah, it's an incredible group, and I think we're going to look back and, you know, Mike Shanahan obviously being the father of this tree, but we're going to look back and say, this staff in Washington had, Kyle and Matt LaFleur and Mike McDaniel and Sean
McVay.
And we're going to say, wow. And we're going to go, and what was the high point for them? We're going to be like, well, one time they were winning a playoff game until RG3's knee went out, and that was it. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons that it didn't get better than that. There was a lot of dysfunction there. But I know Mike Shanahan's really proud. And, I know Matt, one of the first texts he got after the game on Sunday was from Mike Shanahan, who obviously will not be rooting for him in his next game. But, I know he's really proud, and he should be. So, it's really cool. And, there are a lot of great players who are going to be on the field. And, you know, I spent some time with Richard Sherman yesterday. That's going to air Sunday on game day morning, part of our conversation. And, he's one of the best players I've covered in this era, and he's playing at an insanely high level. And, he was either going to face his former team a third time, which would have been great theater, or he's going to face the quarterback on the team that he helped overcome in 2014 in that epic NFC Championship game comeback. By the way, he had an early interception in that one. Rodgers went up top to Devontae Adams. Sherman picked him off deep, and, they had that great comeback late. And, so for Aaron is back for the first time since the 2016 NFC Championship game in Atlanta when they got blown out by Kyle Shanahan Falcons as the offensive coordinator. And Richard's back for the first time since he was a yard away from back-to-back championships. And, we could go on and on. So, I mean, I'm excited about a lot of different angles in this game. But most of all, I'm just, we're going to watch some of the very best players in the game and guys who've been really, really good at this for a long time.
Of those players, one of the ones that is mentioned very little is Aaron Jones. Can the Packers win this game if Aaron Jones is just ordinary, or does he have to sort of excel either catching the ball, running it, or both to put the 49ers sort of off balance defensively and allow Aaron Rodgers to be the Aaron Rodgers of Aaron Rodgers-hood?
Well, I hope no actual coaches in this game are listening to this, because they'll laugh at me even more than they usually do. And Matt LaFleur probably does this more than any of them when I try to sound like I know what I'm talking about on a schematic level. But my instincts tell me that this is a game where you have to pass to set up the run if you're the Packers. You have to do some things there and get them moving and have some success throwing the ball to maybe loosen them up and make the run work. I think if you just line up and try to run against this team and gash that front, maybe you can, but it seems like a lot. And they have three running backs, and they like all of them. Aaron Jones obviously looks great, but Jamal Williams and Tyler Irvin, give you some nice change of pace and something a little different and some elusiveness. And I think in the screen game, which can go hand in hand with the kinds of things I'm talking about, you could see any or all of them, make an impact. But yeah, I my instincts tell me you got to be able to get moving in the passing game and do some stuff, and then hopefully that allows them to be balanced in the end.
All right, Mike Silver's instincts. Who's your Super Bowl?
I think we're going to see the Joe Montana special, man. I think it's going to be Niners Chiefs, and it's going to be it's going to be awesome. But listen, the Titans have gone into Foxborough and Baltimore and won those games, the second one resoundingly, so I certainly don't count them out. And I am absolutely not counting the Packers out. I don't think this is going to be like the first game. I think it's a lot more likely that the 49ers win than not, but I don't think it's going to be easy.
Always appreciate your time, Mr. Silver. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.